fear home, and talking creatures supposedly infested the place. His luck was with him still. He had to consider the bird's advent a good omen. Not so the man it had selected as its perch. He wanted the bird gone. The bird did not want to go.
"I'm riding from here," it said. "I can't see diddle shit in the dark."
Fish recalled the zoo they had been carrying the day he had seen them outside the Skull and Crossbones. There would be that to consider, too. After they went into the stable yard, Fish circled the place once, carefully. He did not spot any sentries, but that didn't mean they weren't there, hidden from the cold. It was getting chillier faster. And if that overcast was what he thought, it would be snow before morning. A snow cover would make getting around unnoticed a real pain in the ass. He faded into the shadows and went looking for a crawl-in entrance that used to be around back, where a lean-to junk shed had had the fence as its rear wall. It was there, still, after all those years, and looked like it hadn't been used since the olden days. He opened it very carefully. It did not make half the noise he feared, but what it did make sent chills scampering along his spine. He went in smoothly as a stalking snake. Something cat's eyes, that was not, started awake. He reacted first, his hand closing around its throat. There was another thing, like a mouse or chipmunk, that he stomped as he was stealing toward the main stable, where a ladder nailed outside led to the hayloft. It died without a sound. He went up the ladder like a syrupy shadow. The loft doors were secured only by a latch inside. He slipped a knife between, lifted it, eased inside. He dropped the latch into place. There was a little light from below. There were voices down there, too. And not 10 feet from him were a man and woman bound and gagged. The woman was looking his way, but not at him. He eased closer. By the gods! These people had their brass! That was Brigadier Wildbrand herself! And that corporal from the Skull and Crossbones. It fell into place. The Imperials and these people knew the names, but not the faces. That corporal would be about the best witness available. Down below, somebody started yelling at Smeds. Smeds didn't say anything back. Somebody else said, "Keep it down, or the neighbors would think there was cholera here." Fish eased forward some more. "Corporal," he breathed, staying behind a bale. The soldier jumped, then grunted. Wildbrand looked for the source of the whisper. He might have been a ghost for all the luck she had. "You want to get out of here?" Another grunt. Affirmative. "They're going to ask you to look at a man and tell them who he is. Tell them his name is Kin something. You stick to that. When they bring you back up here, you're out of this. You don't stick to it. It's goodbye, Brigadier." The man glanced at his